Greetings to all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord for this great opportunity to stand here as a witness in front of all of you. I serve as a national director. The year 2020 was a year of challenges, hurdles and surprises like for many of you. Many of our ministries, including VBS 2020, where we were expecting about 1,000 children attending physically, we had to cancel all of that for the first time. And we were not clear of how do we continue with the ministries, especially with many restrictions and lockdowns imposed by the government here. Well, that is when the Lord reminded us from His word, from 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 17, where it says, "You will not need to fight this battle. Position yourself and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." That's exactly what the Lord spoke to us. Was there a battle? Yes. Was there a pandemic that posed a threat to us? Yes. But it was the Lord who fought the battle, and we trusted upon the Lord. It was about the month of August that we first received materials for a Christmas party club from Miss Diane. We also took the help of Brother Jeremiah and the regional CEF teams here to help understand how do we conduct a Christmas party club. Why? Because it was the first time I was conducting a Christmas party club. Imagine the year that we planned to do something for the first time. Well, trusting upon the Lord, we attended the first CPC seminar conducted by CEF, and another one conducted in December by the local team here to reach out to volunteers. We had 12 volunteers that came, but still we had concern because we didn't have a technical expertise to conduct something like this online. And more than that, the challenge was, how do we reach out to families? How do we reach out to children? Because our focus was mainly on unreached children. We were quite concerned whether they would be skeptical to respond to an invitation at this point of time. Well, we still trusted on the Lord, and we planned to have 3 CPCs, 2 on December 19th and 1 on December 26th. By God's great grace, 76 children accepted the invitation and they came forward to the CPCs. But there was even another threat or challenge, I would say, as far as we were concerned, in communicating or conveying the message that we intended to through the CPCs. Since we were doing it online, and since there were parents and families all together with the children at this time, we had restrictions in conveying the message as such. And therefore, we decided, why don't we carry out something like, or circulate something like a Christmas party gift hampers to all the children who attended this. So therefore, we packed something like this, all interesting stuff, interesting for the children, with all these sweets, cookies and something like that. But the main intention was, we could include certain literatures like How to Get to Heaven, a one-way themed magnet and something like that. And the intention was these would start talking to the children even after the CPCs. And not just the children, even the families would get to know more about the Lord in the days to come. And the days of the CPCs arrived, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. The children had a good time in learning many new songs, in learning scriptures, and even exposing themselves to the good news of great joy. What a wonderful time we all had. And the greatest thing that we as coordinators could ever face was positive feedback from the parents even after the event. We hope and pray that now in the days ahead, we can have all these children come along and join us on a day-to-day basis through our Good News Clubs that we have. We also pray that the parents also would be able to know the great love of the Lord in the days to come. Please do continue to pray for our volunteers as well, as they would also rise up to the occasion and start many Good News Clubs, which would be a foundation to reach many of the unreached children here in this place. Do continue to remember the ministries as well. Thank you all for your time, and may the Lord bless you all. Have a nice day.